Vayelech. I have 3 pages of Parsha prepared, but David came and told me, Rebbe, you got to do what you always do. And I know what he's talking about. It says in Kabbalah, I'm not a Makabal, believe me, but my brother-in-law is a big Makabal, so I hear from him about Kabbalah, and as they always say, I come to his house, and he has a special Kabbalah cup with all the letters going down inside the cup of all the rivers coming out of Gan Eden. I don't know how that works. Then he has 12 collars in front of him, and I always make fun of him. I eat the 12 collars, and he says, yes, I eat them, and then he doesn't eat them. I say, you didn't eat them. He says, you know, I'm a kubo. You don't understand how he ate them. I want to make fun of him. I'm afraid he's going to change me into a frog. It's not good. But in Kabbalah, it does say in Kabbalah that the last Shabbos of the year, which this is, makes up for all the Shabbosim of the whole year. That when HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at you on Rosh Hashanah, he's going to look at the last Shabbos, not all Shabbosim. Now, what does that mean? That's what it says in Kabbalah. But what does that mean? It doesn't mean if you're Mechal Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to look at the last Shabbos and Yishama Shabbos, oh, let me forget about his Chol Shabbos. No, that's not what it means. It means the extras. How do you treat Shabbos? Shabbos is what an ikrim in a Jew's life. And Rosh Hashanah, if you look, who read the Siva Shalom here? Any of you read the Siva Shalom? If you read the Siva Shalom, isn't everything about Shabbos? Right? I mean, the whole world's about Shabbos. Well, everything is about Shabbos. And your life is about Shabbos. And when Rosh Hashanah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at you, when the first thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks is, how did you treat my Shabbos? And he's going to look at the, and it says in Kabbalah, he's going to look at the last Shabbos. The last Shabbos could make up for the whole year. So now it's not making up for Chol Shabbos. So what's it making up for? It's making up for Kavod Shabbos and Einik Shabbos. Okay? Were you Mechabit Shabbos and were you Ma'anik Shabbos? What does Kavod Shabbos mean? Kavod Shabbos means a lot of things. Kavod Shabbos means for a lady lighting candles. For you guys, for us, Kavod Shabbos means, how did I dress on Shabbos? How did I act on Shabbos? Right? Was I Mechabit Shabbos? Like, as they always say, my son used to live in this very modern Orthodox neighborhood in Silver Spring. I used to go visit him. And Shabbos Mincha, the guys would come in from Mincha in polo shirts and shorts. Some guys in shorts even, but polo shirts. Like, what changed between Shacharis and Mincha? Your shirt changed. But what changed? The same covered Shabbos you had for Friday night, you wore a suit. Shabbos morning, you wore a suit. Shabbos Mincha, there's no more covered Shabbos. Can't be covered Shabbos. My wife learned this from me a long time ago, where, some ladies, when it comes Shabbos and they don't go to shul, they don't get dressed for Shabbos. You don't dress for shul. You dress for Shabbos. If you don't go to shul, let's say it happens and you don't go to shul Friday night, you still should put on a suit, a shirt, and a tie, because you don't get dressed up for shul. You get dressed up for Shabbos. That's what Kavod Shabbos is. You got to be Mechabit Shabbos. That's what Kavod Shabbos is. Now, we always have the Chaznish. The Chaznish says, if it's a hot day and you're very hot in the jacket, Kavod Shabbos is not wearing a jacket. Because if you're sweating and suffering, that's not Kavod Shabbos.
Like in B'nai Brak,
right. So, but you got to know what Kavod Shabbos is. But you got to be Mechabit Shabbos. Many years ago, I used to enjoy, really, Friday night after the meal, reading the week's Sports Illustrated. Until I realized there's something called V'davar Davar. Shelo yedibucha shel Shabbos kedibucha shel Chol. And you think that your Shabbos shouldn't be Chol. You shouldn't do Chol things on Shabbos. Sports is a Chol thing. Studying is a Chol thing. Studying for Shabbos, those are Chol things. You don't do Chol things on Shabbos. Kavod Shabbos is being Shabbos. So starting about, it was 10 years ago, I do no reading at all on Shabbos except for learning. You learn. But anything else is closed stuff. You don't do. That's how you mechabed Shabbos. This Shabbos, you know, your Shabbos is the Shabbos that's going to make one of the things that's going to make you Rosh Hashanah. Be mechabed this Shabbos. Also, Einik Shabbos. You're supposed to do Einik Shabbos. This week, make sure you eat really good stuff this Shabbos. The Shabbos, Hashem, I'm being ma'anig your Shabbos. I mean, remember Real Kishka? That was only when I had it. Afterwards, I was so sick.
Is that even allowed in this country?
What?
Is that even allowed in this country?
But you could buy it in one store. It's Flatbush. You could buy it. But, you know.
Yeah? Like octopus brains there, too.
There's a lot of stuff you get under the counter. Real Kishka under the counter.
We all went to high school. We all know.
Yeah. Listen. don't stop me with Flatbush. I know where to buy anything you want in Flatbush, okay?
Okay.
Anyway, but yeah, but anything that you love, yep. Anything you love, your favorite food in the world, your favorite. Go out and buy it for Shabbos. This Shabbos.
Do.
Something you got.
You gotta say.
Yeah. But yeah. Don't go lobster, okay? You know, but your favorite food, go and buy it for Shabbos. First of all, stuff you buy for Shabbos doesn't cost you money. So you're selling Hashem Amunah. Look, Hashem, I believe that you said that stuff I buy for Shabbos doesn't mean cost me. But buy your favorite thing for Shabbos. Too bad you can't smoke on Shabbos. Okay, anyway. I know why I had to say that. I just had to. Okay. What? Yeah, right. Electronics, e-cigarettes are also us, right, Shabbos. Okay, but so this Shabbos, this Shabbos, this Shabbos, this.
It's a major theme.
It's before Shana. You've been being more for me saying these things.
Ruby just said his name also.
Okay, don't be my comment.
Snatch the window.
All right. Anyway. Okay, but that's the first thing. But then we're coming up on Rosh Hashanah. You know, we're coming up on Rosh Hashanah. It's time to tshuva. It's time to tshuva. It's time. And I'm giving a rabbinic speech now. You know, rabbis always like to talk about current events. Atem nitzav mayom kulchem ufnei Hashem alkechem. You are nitzavim kulchem ufnei Hashem alkechem. Vashechem nitzavim zikneichem shabechem kolish Yisrael. You are nitzavim kulchem. There's a very interesting Rashi on this. Umenesh agada. Rama nesmucha parshas atem nitzavim. L'kolos. Why is Parshas Nitzavim right after the Kolos? In Kisavo, we learn the Kolos, and then we read Parshas Nitzavim. L'fisha Shami Yisrael Mea Kolos Chasashtayim. Last week, the Jews heard 98 Kolos. There was 98 Kolos in last week's Parsha. Always had to be read before Rosh Hashanah. 98 Kolos the Jews heard. Chutz Mememtes Shibataras Kainim. Besides the 49 kolos that are in Vayikra, you heard 98 kolos now. Horiku Pneihem. This is one of my favorite things. Horiku Pneihem. The Jews became pale as death. Like, you know, when you're really scared, you become very pale. They became very pale when they heard these kolos. Va'amru, mi yachol amid be'elu. We're dead. We're dead. We're finished, you know. How can we do this? These 98 kolos, what's going to happen to us? Hiskel Moshe Lefaisam. This week's Parsha, Moshe said, oh, don't worry about it. Atem Nitzavim Ayom. Look, you're all standing here. Look, Jewish nation, you're standing here. Har B'chastem L'makom. You all made Hashem very angry in the desert. You all made Hashem very angry. You angered Hashem, angered Hashem, angered Hashem. For us, Hashem Kriya. He didn't do anything to you. You're standing here. So Moshe made them feel better. Don't worry about it. Hashem said 98 kolos. But look, you're standing here. So what are you afraid of? This is one of the hardest Rashis in all of Chumash, by the way. Why is this one of the hardest Rashis in all of Chumash? What? Okay, that's a separate question. That's a separate question. But they angered Hashem after the Meraglim also. People were between the 20 and 60 also angered Hashem a lot. But excuse me. What's so high about this? It seems that Moshe is saying, Hashem told you 98 klalos. Don't worry about it. He was only joking. Look, you're standing here. Don't worry about it. That's what's so hard about this Rashi. What's Rashi saying? Moshe is saying, no, don't worry about it. I've been suffering. You guys are worried about the klalos? Don't worry about it. Divine Moshe says something great. Horiku pneihem. Moshe says to them, they heard the klalos and horiku pneihem. They got scared. They felt the musr. They felt the musr of the klalos. They felt the musr. Moshe told them, look, you're standing here today. You know why? Because you felt the musr. You understood what you did wrong. You heard the klalos and you understood you got changed. So you all changed people. There's nothing to be afraid of because you changed. You took the musr to heart. You took what Hashem told you to heart. You took the klalos to heart. You took the klalos to heart. You changed people. Therefore, atin etzavim. That's what Moshe is telling him. And that's what it says. Hariku pneihem. They got all white. What does it mean they got all white? They internalized the klalos. What does it mean internalizing the klalos? What I shouldn't do? They learned musr from this. What I shouldn't do? Hashem gave them the musr, and they took the musr. You took the musr, therefore, atem nitzavim. Before this Rosh Hashanah, we mamish have this. We mamish have this. That's why I say this is a rabbinic speech. This Rosh Hashanah, we mamish have this. We went through one of the worst summers that Klal Yisrael has gone through in the last, since almost the Holocaust. We've gone through the worst summer since probably the Holocaust. Started off with the three yeshiva bachurim getting kidnapped and killed. And then all the soldiers being killed in Gaza, and all the soldiers injured. And you know, you always hear about the soldiers killed, but all the soldiers are still in the hospital. And then it ended off, the summer ended off with the yeshiva bacher dying in Jerusalem forest. I mean, what happened to him? But he died. So much happened. And when these things happen, you think they just happen? This is a bas kol coming from Hashem telling us, call us. Look what could happen. Look what could happen. How many of us are Hariku Pneihem? How many of us internalize this summer? You have to, this is what the Pasuk says. You want to be Nitzavim. You want to stand straight up on Rosh Hashanah and say, Hashem, judge me right? Hashem just spoke to us. Hashem just told us how bad we are. When things happen to Klal Yisrael, it's not that those three Bachur died. It's a punishment to Klal Yisrael. Hashem is talking to Klal Yisrael. Look, this is the way I feel with you. I killed three yeshiva bachurim. Look, this is the way I feel with you. I killed all these soldiers, and I put all these soldiers in the hospital, and I killed this yeshiva bachur. You think terrorists do it? Hashem does it. And Hashem is talking to us. Did you hear the call Hashem? Every one of us should right now be in the state of Hariku Pneihem. We should be scared stiff. Look what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us. And things could still happen. It's not over. You have to take it to heart and do tshuva. Hashem is now, one of my worst pet peeves, I just saw it the other day in the paper. This summer happened because Jews speak in shul. This summer happened because ladies wear skirts above their knees. This summer happened because you didn't give to Karen and Ian. You know, like, no one knows why it happened, but we know one thing. We know why it happened. It happened because each and every one of us are not doing our Avodas Hashem right. It's personal. Each and every one of us has to bring up Klal Yisrael. So you have to think about don't read those stupid things. It's not because this, not because that. It's because of you. What are you doing? And that's Bishvili Nivra Olam. It's all you. You change the world. It's because of you it happened. You have to think about, what am I doing wrong? What could I do better? Rosh Hashanah. How many days we got left to Rosh Hashanah? 5? 6 days? You got 6 days now to think about this. Wow, HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to me this summer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, look, the kolos, 98 kolos, another 49 kolos, all these kolos, Hashem is speaking to me. I hope you all heard it. Think about each and every one of you. How could you become a better Jew? Now remember, Hashem is not expecting you to become a tzaddik this week. In Rosh Hashanah, go into Rosh Hashanah. Okay, I'm the stipler. And he's not expecting you to become a tzaddik during Aseret Metshuva. I'm expecting you to think about something, you know, nothing works without steps. You have to go up steps. Nothing works without steps. How do I make myself a little better? How do I change something about your life? Each of you should think about this. Give it really thought. How can I do something in my life to change it for the better? Once you do that, then there's another step. There's another step. You're not expected to once become, oh, I'm great. It's not going to happen. Okay? It's not going to happen. I could become better in something. I could change my ways in some way. Think about that. You have a couple of days before Rosh Hashanah. I hope that this summer, Hashem speaking to us, will give you Atem Nitzavim on Rosh Hashanah. Going on. Oh, there's something very important. Oh, there's so many things that are very important. This also goes together with a thing we learned in this week's Parsha. You know, the rain, Monday and Thursday's rain this week was like forever, like the rain the whole Parsha. But the last words of the rain, Hanisteros v'Hashem alkeinu v'niglos lanu v'neinu ad olam, v'lasas kol divrei Torah zos, and you get all the dots on top of niglos lanu v'neinu, and the Gemara says that this teaches us the mitzvah of Arvos. What's the mitzvah of Arvos? Kol Yisrael arev mizelazen. What I do affects you, what you do affects me. Kol Yisrael arev mizelazen. We affect each other. We affect all Klal Yisrael, just like I just said. But you learn it in this week's Parsha, Arvos. What is an arev, by the way? What is an arev? We talk about Arvos, a guarantor. Let's talk about guarantor for a second. Zada says, I say to Zada, lend me $1,000. And Zada says, Rebbe, I'd love to lend you $1,000, but I don't trust you, not one bit. Let's make a guarantor. So, okay, so we make Yaakov Gendler a guarantor. Yaakov Gendler, he trusts Yaakov Gendler. He becomes a guarantor for $1,000. So I asked Yaakov Gendler, be my Orev for $1,000. Now, Yaakov Gendler watches me. Because he doesn't want to pay $1,000. Let's say he sees me taking $1,000 and going to Atlantic City and, you know, gamble. What do you think Yaakov's going to say to me?
Can I come?
Boy, I picked the wrong guy. Can I come? Yaakov's like, Rebbe, don't waste $1,000 because it's going to affect me. Don't waste $1,000. It's going to affect me. I don't want to have to pay you $1,000. Don't go to the Atlantic City. It's going to affect me. That's what an Orev is. An Orev doesn't want the Lova to spend the money. That's what Klal Yisrael Zelazeh means. For mitzvot and averos, it's the same thing for averos. Yaakov doesn't want me to do averos. Rebbe, don't do averos because it's going to cost me also. Don't do it. It's going to cost me. And therefore, if it's going to cost him averos, my mitzvos work for him also. Therefore, there's arvos for mitzvos. Therefore, he can make brachos for me. Therefore, because everything we do always affects each other. That's what arvos is. It always affects each other. Oh, I wanted to say something about Klal Yisrael. I don't even know where he is here, but you know, you say Yom Kippur, you're going to say all these al-chetz. And sometimes I'm saying the al-chetz, I'm saying al-chet this, and al-chet that, and I'm saying, what am I doing? I didn't do this. And al-chet this, I didn't do this. And al-chet this, I didn't do it. So why am I saying all these al-chetz? I know I didn't do this. But why are you saying all these al-chetz? Because if someone else does it because of Arvus, you're also going to suffer for it. So you're saying, Al-Chet, Hashem, please forgive him for his averos. Please forgive me for his averos, and please don't let these averos. You're saying, Al-Chet, for averos, because Kol Yisrael Reim Zelozen and his averos hurt you. So you got to say all the Al-Chets, even though you didn't do them. especially if you could stop the person from doing averos. If your roommate is doing stuff and you could stop him from doing, of course you get those averos, and you have to say, even though you didn't do it. You know, al-chet, I watched porn. I didn't, my roommate did. Al-chet, oh, you didn't stop him from doing it. You know, or al-chet that he did it, so it's affecting all of us. That's why you say all the al-chets. It's all one thing. And Chayyishah is teaching us that we all have to be good. Okay, from this time, have a good, make this a great Shabbos. Buy great food. And wear a suit and tie.